This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When exactly that X date that Sudeep and Jordan and I were talking about is going to hit, when Janet Yellen's going to be fresh out of all her extraordinary measures, is still kind of up in the air. It all depends on tax receipts coming in, how much and how soon. But while the Internal Revenue Service keeps an eye on its inbox, there is one thing it needs not worry about this year, not so much anyway, refunds. It's not really going to make an X date difference, but so far the IRS says the average refund is down more than 7% from last year and an overall decline of nearly $23 billion. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
Last year, pandemic relief was still boosting tax refunds, says Francine Lipman, a professor of law at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
During 2021, Congress really put their hand into their pocketbooks and generated significant tax relief.
Refunds paid in 2022 were still loaded with economic impact payments and the expanded child and earned income tax credits. Now all of that's gone.
These benefits expired, and so the old provisions then were resurrected.
Fewer Americans have filed tax returns this year. Janet Holtzblatt, a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, says that's because those temporary benefits prompted more people to file during the pandemic.
And I think that's indicative of the fact that people became eligible for credits that they normally would not have gotten, that normally their income would have been too low.
Smaller tax refunds and fewer people getting them mean less spending power for consumers. That might be good news for Jay Powell and the Fed as they look to cool the economy, but it's not great for households, says Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt Tax Service.
It certainly doesn't make for a good experience at the dinner table when you're talking with your family about what we're needing to do and spend this year.
The book on 2023 refunds isn't fully written yet. People feeling the effects of last year's severe weather have extra time to file, some until mid-October. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.